Thank you. We all love this song. I know I do. Lord, we treasure the sweet flow of life. Surely we treasure that wonderful divine flow. But dear saints, the flow has come into us the day we were saved. That's no problem. And in fact, as we said, it has become a fountain, a well, in our spirit. But it is a fountain is not just there as a fountain. It is a source of supply. And so today, the work of the triune God is to continually dispense this life in the way of the flow of the Spirit from our innermost being to the rest of our person, notably, mainly our heart, our soul, all these various inward parts. And in fact, this is why it says in John 7 that out of our innermost being will flow rivers. Again, I like to emphasize it's plural. And I believe there may be a footnote there that indicates that this river flows through our heart, this river flows through our mind, this river flows through our emotion, this river flows through our will, this river flows through our conscience, whatever, to what? To fill us, to transform us, the Spirit's work through a metabolic process to renew us, to make us a new creation, and to sanctify us, that is to saturate and permeate us with God's very nature, divine nature. This work of God's dispensing all depends on that flow, having a freeway in our inner being, not just in our spirit, but in the rest of our inner being. And this is why this practice of digging is so crucial, We will talk about the work of the Spirit, the disciplined work of the Spirit, in other ways later on. But I must start, and I must urge all of us, if you have seen something even from this talk, you will be motivated with a seeking within you for this dispensing work of the Spirit, this flowing of the Spirit, this treasured, sweet flow of life, not only to not stop, but also to increase, to have a way in more areas of our being. But it is up to us, dear ones. It's up to the Lord's mercy, no doubt, but it's up to us. And this work of digging, this desire to have the flow, this water, this river flow, or these rivers to flow, does not come cheaply, you must realize. Whereas salvation, I wouldn't say it's cheap. In fact, it is, you don't have to pay, right, for that first drink of the Spirit when you receive Christ. Salvation is free. There's no price involved because Christ paid all the price, every price. But since then, now that this free water that has come into us, we still can enjoy it freely. We just speak to the rock, we call on the Lord, we pray. We do enjoy this river, we do. But I'm not just talking about that kind of enjoyment, which over time can become somewhat shallow. You just drink something, pray something, you feel better, you know, that's good. I'm for that. You're a little bit more joyful, that's good. But there's a lot more here that spirit wants to do. And that is to penetrate, you know, talk about digging, it's penetration. To penetrate into all the other parts of our being so the water can go there as well. And those are deeper parts. Those are the hidden parts. Those are the harder to find and identify parts that are still there as barriers and hindrances to this dispensing flow of this sweet water. And that's why we need to dig. And so to dig, brothers and sisters, is to pay the price. You want gold? You have to pay the price to buy gold. In the epistle to Laodicea, you want oil? You need to pay the price to gain the oil, according to Matthew 25, in that parable of the virgins. In fact, sooner or later, all of God's children have to pay that price to get that gold, which is God, and to gain that oil, which is the Spirit. Sooner or later, if not in this age, surely in the next age. Dear brothers and sisters, this is not just a kind of doctrinal talk. This is the Bible. This is for real. And so today, we in the Lord's recovery, the Lord's believers, and those who desire to be his overcomers, to be the God-men, to be the real fruit-bearing branches, to be those who really build his body, we need the Spirit and the cross. We need to pay the price by accepting the dealing of the cross so that we can enjoy that flow of the living Spirit to what? To work out God's full salvation in our being, and to spread this salvation to men, to those around us. And so I using 250, but there are many hymns in that section called the Fullness of the Spirit that would touch this matter. And I hope we will sing more of this in the coming talks. 267 on fill me now, fill me now, fill me with the Spirit now. Well, how do you get filled? It's not just to sing a song, you know, spring up wells, fill me. But it must be accompanied by digging. When you and I dig, I tell you, we mean business. We're paying the price, and we will be filled. You have songs on Channels Only Blessed Master. We all love that song. But in the end of that song, it talks about, well, first of all, it talks about the channel needing to be cleansed, we need to be filled in the Spirit by a heart that is fully surrendered, that the streams of the living water from our inner man may flow. See, the concept is consistent. You have another song, another wonderful hymn by Watchman Nee, 279. through the cross, O Lord, I pray, put the soul life all away, even this little song we just sang, that I treasure the sweet flow of life, talks about laying down the soul life, doesn't it? Talking about putting the soul life away. And one way for the soul life to be put away is to allow the spirit to touch, to speak, to expose, to purify by our digging prayers. And whatever the spirit touch, go along and amen and deal with it. The spirit may say, why are you still doing that? You have to follow the spirit. The spirit may be grieved in another matter in your life. Don't grieve the spirit anymore. There's some hidden sin. There's some worldly entanglements, perhaps. There may be still the soul at work. You know, the soul within and the world without echo one another. Echo one another. Without soulish desires, the world means nothing to us. And the world is there to what? To satisfy the desires of our soul. Many things that are actually the barriers, the impediment to this sweet flow can only be touched and eliminated and dug out and penetrated through these times with the Lord. So in verse 6 of 279, since it must be thus, I pray, Lord, help me go the narrow way. Deal with pride. See, deal with pride and make me willing thus to suffer thee to obey. I for greater power pray not. Deeper death is what I need. All the meaning of the cross, Lord, work in me. For this I plead. So, saints, I don't have that much more to say in this ending word, except to continue to encourage you. All this digging means death to ourselves, death to our soul life. It's part of bearing the cross. It's part of denying ourselves. Yesterday, some brothers reminded me of a book with some points in the ministry that we have to deal with. So I read it. My, I tell you, immediately the seven eyes shined, searched, and the seven lamps burned within me. Right away. And now I have to deal with these things. I'm not done. If I don't, you know what, brothers and sisters, I'll just be a preacher. I can give good messages. I can speak the truth in a good way. But that's about all. There won't be the abundant life that will really flow through me to minister to the saints. I know that, and I cannot fake that, because the anointing is not there. The flow is not there, because there's still so much of my self-life occupying me. So the way to gain is by loss. The way to life is by death. The way to abundant life is by the deeper work of the cross, and that is the death of Christ that we should be identified with. So I would just say this much here. Either we can stop earlier, or maybe some of you have questions, or I don't know, brothers and sisters. I think the words is not, are always not as important as our practice. I really urge all of you at the beginning of this year, begin this new practice in your lives, not just once in a great while, eventually all the time. But it is surely useful, beneficial to sanctify or separate some definite time every week, and especially in the beginning of a new year, to be with the Lord. The more you dig, the more you find out there's more to be dug. Not by introspection, but by the Spirit's freedom to shine, to search and to expose, and leading us and guiding us in that direction or in that particular area to dig more, to deal more. What is the result? The result is nothing for ourselves. The result is God's work in us. That is His dispensing into more parts of our being. The result is His work in the gospel, His work in feeding and shepherding the believers, His work in our functioning, our speaking, our prophesying, His work in our building up the churches for the building up of the body. These things await us in a more prevailing way, in a fuller way. I long to see that. That's where the recovery should go. All right. I don't know what to do now. Paul?
Thank you, Brother Minoru. I just was reminded recently, actually, for those of us in California, we've been experiencing a lot more water than we are typically used to. And as that water has been flowing, we've discovered that water finds channels to reach that we didn't know were previously there. And so a lot of us are having these kinds of experiences. And I just appreciate the examples you've brought out in those passages in Numbers and in Exodus about our ways, and to, especially in Numbers 21, to dig, that we need to be those who have this seeking after the Spirit in order to cooperate. And just in our experience, I believe many could testify, as we begin to seek in this way, the Lord reminds us of passages He's already opened in our being that are clogged and that need to be cleared out from so many things.
Let me, Paul, let me intervene. Now that you're saying something is brought to mind. This digging is surely by the Spirit and with the cross. Surely, this is the Spirit's part and the cross's part. But there's also another element here that conveys authority and aids in the shining and the dealing, and that is the Lord's word. In Hebrews, it says that the word of God is living and operative, all right? Dividing, it has the ability to divide, to separate soul from spirit. You see, even this process of digging is a work of division of soul and spirit. The more you take this way, the more you're clear. This is the spirit. This is your spirit. And that's just my soul. Now it's all mixed up, could be. All mixed up. But the word, which also comes as light, right? The word is light that shines, the lamp to our feet. The word also is fire, right? To burn. The word of the Lord is also the sword, the two-edged sword of the Spirit. The sword of the Spirit in Ephesians 6 and the two-edged sword in Hebrews 4. To not just so-called cut and slay the enemy, but actually to destroy our own enemy, that is ourselves. The word. And this word not only discerns our soul from our spirit, our spirit from our soul, this word can also what? Reveal, expose the thoughts and intentions of our heart. The thoughts comes from the mind. The intentions come from our will. Basically, it is saying that the word has the ability to expose these things. Things that I don't know that I even have within me, that has been there for ages. You don't know that is in you. So these kind of dealings are extremely private. Don't have this kind of dealing with someone else. You have to, each of us have to have these private, personal, direct, intimate dealings with the Lord. And the Lord will surely welcome and respond to this kind of cooperation with Him. Now, even though I just said that these are totally private occasions with the Lord, these are transaction times with the Lord, it is would be most, most helpful, as we have experienced in the past, that the churches enter into this kind of season together. You know, that is not just one person here or that person there, but we're here more or less encouraging one another. And here the people duck together, right? In this picture in Numbers 21. But in our experience today, while we have these times with the Lord alone, there's a sense that we are really in the body and we are all going through this together. And this I would say is a blessing. This is really is a encouragement to all of us. Just like we are now these days burdened for the 500 to get into the life studies, right? Very much as a culture, as a regular practice, and in a deeper way, not in a shallow way. We're doing this together. We are corporate in that sense. And I think the Lord will bless us in that, for that reason, will bless us as well. So I just add that word. Amen.